side. You told me without warning the king of love had died, and I could not believe it. You told me it was true by way of explanation. You stared into
Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do.
Around in this car, this woman that I'm close to a couple times a week, I'm noticing she's looking out of the window and noticing other women. Now this one looks, isn't her hair lovely? What a nice outfit. I said, babe, what is the deal? You're noticing all these other chicks. Maybe you're a lesbian. She looks at me and she says, I wish I was a lesbian. Now, at that point, I wanted to say, you mean you wish you were a lesbian? Because grammatically, but I let it slide. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. But you know, That sentence, that retort, I wish I was a lesbian, kind of stuck in the old Lalo's mind. Kind of gestated there for 7-8 minutes, and this tune popped out.
I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go, and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. I would sleep with women only. Man, it would be great. I could throw away my diaphragm. I wouldn't want to mate. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. Hey! I wish I was a lesbian. I know it's sad but true, but maybe I might understand you guys and all you do. But if I was a lesbian, I wouldn't have to. I wish I was a lesbian and know it's sad but true. Hey, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go, and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. I hate that damn machismo.
I was on top of the world, living high. It was right in my pocket. I was living the life. Things were just the way they should be. Things are happening to me. I had friends, I had lots of friends. Now all my friends are gone, and I'm doing best I can to carry on. I had power, I was respected, but not anymore. And I've lost the love, the one who.
Rockapella. I'm Scott.
I'm Sean.
Elliot.
And Bear.
And Jeff.
And this is our 1995 holiday greeting. Take one.
Let it go.
Daddy, Daddy. It was just like you said. Now that the living outnumber the dead,
softly calling. If I could only sigh or two. I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Once again with you.
they stumbled into their lives, in a vague way became man and wife. One got the other, they deserve one another.
the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. Happy we'll be beyond the sea.
You know, one of the high points of last Sunday's show, the Christmas Eve show, was when Engineer Tim performed along with Doris Day and did Que Sera Sera. It was great, and it is a moment only rivaled in Idiot's Delight history by the off-air rendition of Beyond the Sea that just took place here in the studio. As performed by producer Manning.
I love that song. It's like one of my favorite songs in the world.
It's a great song. Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. Here he
Que Sera Sera. I miss Timmy doing Que Sera Sera.
Oh, yeah. Well, Timmy, it turns out Timmy's a closet Doris Day. Timmy, the heavy metal kid, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think, but Timmy's like a closet Doris Day fan.
You know, and, some of us have Doris Day, some of us have Bobby Darin.
And Timmy just went berserk. I mean, it made his Christmas. And we just turned on the mic, and he just went crazy. Well, now listen, before I identify all of that music, I think it's time for a reprise. See what happens if we leave the mic on.
Somewhere.
Nothing.
Oh, you got to clam up.
I'm sorry.
She had choreography. Somewhere she had moves.
I was.
Everything. Like, she was doing, like, stuff with her feet and everything.
My lover stands on golden sand.
Bobby goes,
that gets you.
And watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Well, now, that was a very lengthy set of music, actually. That started out with Nate Outerkirk and a song called These Are Things. The rest of that line is, these are things that make me happy. And playing all of that music for you in a lengthy set like that on a New Year's Eve made me happy, certainly. I hope it accomplished the same thing on your end. Jackie Levin followed Nate Outerkirk with a song called Some Ancient Misty Morning. Jackie Levin from an album entitled Forbidden Songs of the Dying West. You should see her. Well, you can't see her. It's radio. That's the magic of it, is that you can't see her. You have no idea.
Think Snoopy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a sort of a Charles Schulz kind of a look you got going over there. Lou Reed, of course, with Walk on the Wild Side. There's a little bit of that famous Walk on the Wild Side bass riff in that Jackie Levin song. And then we heard Loudon Wainwright III with the actual album version now of I Wish I Was a Lesbian, which will be on the new Loudon album coming out in about a week or so, called Grown Man. Loudon Wainwright III. You will not find it entitled I Wish I Was a Lesbian on the back cover. However, it is called IWIWAL. They opted for initials.
Wait, here comes the best part. Hold on.
I know.
That's slide video.
Here we go.
My Lord will lead me there soon. We'll meet.
So they opted for the initials there instead of the actual full title.
We'll kiss.
Who knows why?
Just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea.
This is a great recording, isn't it?
So long sailing. Bye-bye.
Wasn't he married to Sandra Dee?
Got me. I don't know. I do know. I see this Darin at the Copa. I used to own that. I owned that album, and it disappeared. I owned that album when I was like 14 years old or something.
Wow. I like Bobby Darin.
Now, who wrote that song, Beyond the Sea?
Johnny Mercer, I think.
Yeah? Is it really? Is it a Mercer song?
I think so. No.
Wrong.
Well, it was a nice
Charles Trenet, Jack Lawrence.
Oh, well.
No, Johnny Mercer didn't write that.
But he did do some... Didn't he do an album with Johnny Mercer? Something with Johnny Mercer.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Well, anyhow, that was Bobby Darin by request from producer Maddie.
Thank you. It was a wonderful way to end the old year.
She's the only one allowed to make requests tonight on Idiot's Delight. Even though we are in the middle of a request weekend or something like that here on K-Rock, as you know, we sort of always pause in the festivities whenever anything's going on a long weekend here. We always pause at 8 o'clock, and from 8 o'clock until about 2 o'clock in the morning, we take respite. Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. Les Paul and Mary Ford before that. How High the Moon, coming out of XTC and making plans for Nigel. It was kind of a strange set, wasn't it? I mean, you know, it went from Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, Loudon's Wish I Was a Lesbian, then Randy Newman from the Toy Story soundtrack, that song called Strange Things, okay? And then that really interesting Holiday Greeting, Holiday Greeting 95, Save the Arts from Rockapella. That's an unreleased recording that arrived in the mail on a cassette tape a couple of days ago. Interesting bit of political commentary. That's what I was attempting to say. I was attempting to get bit of and political in the same sentence, and it wound up as you heard it.
Blit of.
Rockapella. We'll hear more from Rockapella a bit later on in the show, because they have a cool recording about, it's actually two songs. They have a song called Last Night, and it segues into a song called First Night. Like the last night of the old year, the first night of the new year, so it might be fun to play that a bit later on. The Bog Men did Light a Candle for Me from their debut album. Laurie Anderson, Speak My Language, into Sarah McLachlan's version of Song for a Winter's Night, which is an old Gordon Lightfoot song. We heard Gordon's version of it as well. And in between the two versions of Song for a Winter's Night, a rendition of Pachelbel's Canon in D, that one performed by the Baroque Chamber Orchestra. The Sarah McLachlan version of Song for a Winter's Night is not on any of Sarah's albums. She did it for the soundtrack of an otherwise forgettable movie. And I believe the song never even appeared in the film, but it did make it onto the soundtrack. It was the remake of Miracle on 34th Street from, a year or so ago? And it is on the soundtrack album. But the person who turned me on to the song told me, I think, that it wasn't actually in the movie. She does a real nice job on it, that old Gordon Lightfoot song. And then, since we heard from the Toy Story soundtrack, we also had to hear from the Toys soundtrack as well, which is an entirely different movie. That movie from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, with, another forgettable film.
No. Toys. Timmy and I discussed this last week as well. Toys is one of my all-time favorite films. I love Toys.
Really?
Yeah. It's, it was a flawed experiment.
It was okay until that halfway through.
Mm. Well, we heard the opening two pieces from the soundtrack album, The Winter Reveries, and that great song called The Closing of the Year, which is one of the all-time favorite Idiot's Delight seasonal songs. Cast of Toys and Wendy and Lisa as well performing on that. The band Blur from England and that song called Fade Away from their most recent album, and that brought us right up to XTC, Les Paul and Mary Ford, and Bobby Darin. What's this? What's that? Let's see what's up next on the Bobby Darin album. Nah, I don't want to hear that.
What does he do with guys and dolls?